Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is, in April 2023, there is supposed to be a bank holiday that banks reportedly, and I'll explain, are going to be closed for 1 week. Now, you know, the truth is, this is not news. This is not new to us. We've been expecting this for a long time. The only question was timing. The only question is when. We know that the dollar's going to fall. We know we're going to a digital currency. And common sense tells you that someplace between paper and coin to go to digital, there's got to be a step across the line. So closing the banks for a week makes perfect sense. The only question is whether it's really going to happen in April of 2023. Now, before I get there, let me do a brief refresher and let me show you some other articles. So if you want that information, you got to stay to the end today. I've got to set it up. I got to do it right. I got to bring it to you right, okay? I'm not going to read all of it. We covered this many times. But what I do want to point out is right here. The second newspaper headline, after the dollar drops 30% in value, and that may happen this next month. Then there's a perfect storm. Inflation reaches new high. Now remember that. So dollar drops 30%, inflation hits. That's right, of course, then food crisis. That's right around the corner. Now let me refresh your memory. We also have active prophecies. 11 say the dollar is going to fall. 14 says a food shortage. 17 says a meteor, tsunami, earthquake. 32 says suitcase nukes. And 7 say there's going to be a surprise Russian nuclear attack to destroy America. And let me remind you, back in 2010, actually, Shane Warne was shown that the dollar is going to fall to basically being worthless as leaves blowing in a wind. And the thing that starts it is when they start selling oil in another currency other than a dollar. I'm going to show you. That has now started. 13 years after he was shown this vision. There you go. You can read all of it. Pause and read it if you want to. But I'm going to move on. Couple of articles before we get to the big one. Meanwhile, the petrodollar just got smaller today as the first, here it is, the first LNG or liquid natural gas shipment between the UAE or the United Arab Emirates and France is traded in yuan. There it is. Boom. 13 years later, after Shane Warne was shown this, that they're going to start selling oil or gas in something other than dollars. And that's going to crash the dollar. So it goes on to say China, Russia, Iran, and the Middle East Gulf Cooperation Council, that's what they call it, the Middle East Gulf Cooperation Council, starts to take shape with, here it is, boom, you know, ring the bell, something that's really big. Actual trade exchanges, not in dollars. Guys, if you have loved ones, you need to send this to them. They need to know. Last year's sanctions against Russia and China spearheaded the Shanghai Petroleum Natural Gas Exchange. We did this ourselves, our wonderful Biden administration. The exchange was aimed at a group purchasing services for liquefied natural gas, though the use of the yuan, through the use of the yuan to replace the dollar. There it is. And that's not the only source saying it. I'm just giving you one of them. Matter of fact, there's two or three other ones that I didn't even have to look for and ran across. Chinese National Oil Company and France's Total Energies have completed China's first yuan settled. Okay, so this is another one where they're selling LNG other than the dollar. So that means there's two instances. Approximately 65,000 tons of LNG imported from the UAE changed hands in trade, it said in a statement. And it says the transaction involved LNG imported from the UAE. Boom. This exchange between the UAE and France is taking place without dollars. If the process continues, and you know it will, the geopolitical world of currency valuations and trade, this might be considered the Archduke Ferdinand or moment of the end of the petrodollar. Archduke Ferdinand's murder was what caused, what was it, World War I, I think it was. In other words, there is a striking of the match that lights the fire. This is the striking of the match. We've been talking about this. We've known about this for 13 years. Here it is. You have to send this out. You have to warn your friends. Then Russian diesel fuel is also being sold to Mexico. So it's that now the floodgates are open. People are starting to trade in something other than dollars. It goes on to say the arrival of a Russian ship at the port of Mexico could create a new point of friction between Mexico and the United States. This would be the first Russian ship to anchor in Mexico since a ceiling was imposed on the price of Russian crude by America. The ship, carrying around 145,000 barrels, expected to arrive March 30th. In other words, this will make the third transaction of oil and gas in something other than the dollar. China-Brazil strike deal to ditch U.S. dollar for trade. China and Brazil have reached a deal to trade in their own currencies. Here's another one. This is the fourth example. Ditching the U.S. dollar as an intermediary, the Brazilian government said, the deal will enable China, the top rival U.S. economic hegemony, in other words, our rulership, you should say, and Brazil, the biggest economy in Latin America, to conduct a massive trade and financial transactions directly exchanging yuan for real and vice versa instead of going through the dollar. Boom. There it is. There it is. It's happened. Dollar is now dying. I looked this up on the Fed website, actually, to prove it. Board of Governors, Federal Reserve System website. Press release. Federal Reserve announces July launch for the FedNow service, but, they actually launch it in April. But they plan to go full steam in July. Federal Reserve announced the Federal Service will now start operating in July, the first week of April. What? There it is. Didn't they just confirm what we've been told? The first week of April, they'll begin the formal certification. In other words, you can start signing up for it. Now, anytime, it's like if the devil's bunch all moves to the left, I automatically say that I want to go to the right. In other words, like if you have CNN telling you to buy stock in something, that's the time to sell it. If you have CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, any of those, telling you to do something, that's the very thing you don't want to do. So when the Federal Reserve, which by the way, is not part of the federal government, it is an independent banking corporation that owns and controls American currency. You could say that the American government really, if you want to know the truth, reports to the feds, a group of 12 international banking families. And that's another long, bad story on that. Anyway, so if you look at the third paragraph, we couldn't be more excited about the forthcoming FedNow launch. Boom, right there. That tells you it's no good. Anytime the Federal Reserve is excited to announce anything, that means it's bad news. We couldn't be more excited about the forthcoming FedNow launch, which will enable every participating financial institution, which will eventually be the whole world, the smallest to the largest, from all corners of the country and eventually to spread to all corners of the planet. You remember, Henry Kissinger said, who controls food supply controls people. Who controls energy can control whole continents. But who controls money can control the whole world. This, my brothers and sisters, is the start of the mark of the beast system, so that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark in the name of the beast or the number of his name. Let's go on. So here it is. This is the big news. Intel, 1 week bank holiday, April 2023, ATMs and debit cards to go down next week. Now I'm going to start right now, and he gives a disclaimer. He said he can't prove this yet. He says, today I received an email from a listener in Minnesota. I've communicated with this person via email previously several times over the past 2 years, and he seems legit based upon prior communications. Here's what he told me. How? As you may remember, I live in a small town, rural Minnesota. I went to school with the guy and have known his family my whole life. He's a banker. This guy is conservative, Lutheran, and very pro-USA. I've never heard him say anything that wasn't whatsoever the mainstream media was saying. But today, he told me that the financial system is collapsing and they cannot stop it. Okay, they're not trying to stop it. It's part of their plan. Let's go on. Apparently, there's going to be a bank holiday coming in the next month, as in April 2023. Coming in the next month, and the banks will be closed for a week. During that time, their computer systems will be switched over to one running on Fed servers, FedNow, or something like that. Look, this should not be a big surprise to us. We should understand when you got to go from coin and paper over to digital, there's got to be a step over. There's got to be a fence. There's got to be a changeover. They got to turn off the old computers. They got to fire up the new. They got to turn off the old programs. It's like restarting the system. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? The only question is whether it's really going to happen in April 23. But when they say they're going to announce it in July, they say, I showed you from the Fed website, they say it starts in April. When the banks reopen, they will be using what sounds like a lot like UBI or social credit system. He said they already have the new hardware that interfaces with the current hardware. In other words, computers ready to go. He did say that ATMs and debit cards would not work. I'll read that again. He did say that ATMs and debit cards would not work during the bank holiday, but the regular major cards, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, would still work. He said that after seeing how the new system integrates, he didn't see how these credit cards would be needed and speculated, his theory, not from the Fed, that the credit cards would be eventually phased out in the near term. Something relating to the FedNow system being closed for security purposes and all transactions within their architecture. Now, look carefully. It says transition will be done by the end of April 2023. Transition will be done by the end of April 2023. That's what the Fed website said. They told us what they're doing. They just didn't tell us they're going to be closed for a week. They told us they're switching over by July, starting in April. I read it to you right off the Fed website. He also said that people in the industry are saying SVB was an inside job. Well, duh. Do we really have to be told that? We knew that. Look, these people have every newspaper headline written for 25 years in advance. These people are extremely smart. They have time machines, looking glass, they can look ahead. They know what's coming and they are planning it. And the whole purpose is to get their man, the Antichrist, to sit on the Ark of the Covenant and every knee to bow and every hand or forehead to take his mark. An inside job and the NC Bank paid off some very powerful politicians to get it. He said that the FDIC is taking most of the losses and the NC Bank stands to make nearly $20 billion. Nobody lost. Not the good guys, not the bad guys. Bad guys didn't lose anything. They never lose. This guy's like family, like a brother. No one is more shocked than he is, and he is freaked out. I decided to publish this info to you so that you can decide for yourself what, if anything, you might want to do in order to prepare. He says, I cannot verify any of this. But we don't have to really be told this. We know this is coming. The only question is when. And since the Fed website says by July is going to be in it, it starts in April, this fits. It fits. Now, let me give you some suggestions. I'm going to start with a disclaimer. I'm not a financial advisor. I can't get any advice. Matter of fact, this is a prophecy program. We're doing our best to try to guess what God is doing in the future based upon the prophecies and the modern prophets. But if my mom's been with the Lord now for about 5 years, were to call, she was still alive, she were to call, if she were to say, son, what do you think I ought to do? I would say, well, mom, okay, here's a couple of things I suggest. One is you need to make sure you have at least a month worth of actual cash greenbacks on hand, because it may come in handy. Two, I would recommend have at least 1 to 6 months of gold and silver to barter with. There's going to be a time when, okay, if the credit cards are turned off, banks are closed, trust me, you pull out a gold coin or a silver coin and it will be better than a credit card. Trust me, you'll be able to get what you want, okay? Gold and silver to barter with. Also, if the credit cards aren't working, you better make certain you have some food. Yes, you need to have it for more than just a week. Matter of fact, hopefully by now, folks have been listening to this program, have a whole year's worth, and of course, I'd send you to josephkitchen.com to get that. Next thing, I recommend you have not only a Berkey water filter and some extra filters for it, but also the water to filter, because a Berkey water filter alone, if you don't have the water to put in it, you're not going to have the water to get out of it. Maybe you have a swimming pool close to you, or maybe you have some big barrels of water, or maybe you catch the water off your roof. I don't know what, but you need to have some water put in it. Next is, I'd recommend you have a backup inverter. I didn't say generator, because some of the generators do not put out a clean sine wave. And if you hook your computer up to that sine wave, it'll fry your computer. You have to have an inverter between the generator and your computer. Now, that could be a battery backup, but you got to have something between there for it to straighten out the sine wave. These generators will ruin your computer. A backup inverter electrical source. I also recommend you have at least 1 month of gasoline properly and safely stored where it's not going to set your home on fire or hurt anybody. I also recommend you have at least 1,000 rounds for each one of your protectors. And you know I can't say anything further than that. In other words, if you plan to use it, have something to put in it. Does that make sense? I'm not a financial advisor. Cash on hand. Gold, silver, food, josephkitchen.com, Berkey water filter. Yes, we have a large supply. I think we're in stock of all of them at prophecyclub.com. A backup inverter, and Joseph Kitchen has those. 1 month gasoline for your cars, and you should also have one of those EMP shield devices on your car so that if there is some kind of nuclear event during that time, your car starts. Have it on your house so that your computer doesn't have all the computers fried, the chips fried in it. 1 month of gasoline and 1,000 rounds for your protector. Most important, you better have asked Jesus to forgive your sins. You better have asked Jesus to be your God. And may I suggest, you need to get into a Bible study. You need to get into a good church. Get into a church. Prophecyclub.com. JosephKitchen.com. EMPShield.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for your gold and silver. Let's talk about Joseph Kitchen. I actually cooked this loaf of bread you're seeing here. It takes me about 10 minutes to put the ingredients together, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours to 20 minutes later, I get a loaf of bread out like that. Now, if you cut that loaf of bread that weighs about 3 pounds, the loaves you get in the store have most of the good stuff removed. The loaves you get in the store are about a pound. That's 3 pounds because it's got the good stuff still in it. Cut that into 14 slices, and if I eat a slice in the morning and the afternoon, I'm satisfied. So on that basis, one loaf can sustain, I didn't say it's everything we want, can sustain one person for a week. Based upon that, it'll get you excellent nutrition. It tastes good, long storage life, 10 minutes to combine the ingredients, 2 hours, 20 minutes to make it. Other wheat that you order arrives in paper bags, which means bugs, rice, humidity can get a hold of it and ruin it. But at Joseph Kitchen, they send it out in 100-mil thick buckets. Gives you long shelf life. It's stackable to some nitrogen infuses that hopefully gives it a lot much longer shelf life, kills bugs and things like that. Easily resealable, keep in a climate-controlled area. And they have it in stock. This is a picture, an actual picture of part of the warehouse. Here's another picture of these. Actually, each one of those boxes holds 2,500 pounds of wheat, and I think they've got 54 of those boxes, a bunch of them. So Joseph's Kitchen can ship it to you right now. You go to most of these places, they say out of stock. So here's what you want to do. Everybody needs to get a machine package. These are the things that you need to grind the wheat berries, put them into a grinder. 30 seconds later, you have flour. You put that into the bread machine along with six other ingredients. Push a button 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. Then you have to decide how much food you want. You want food two people 1 year, four people 1 year, six people 1 year. And if you want to make certain you have it when the electricity goes down, you can also get yourself a solar generator, all at josephskitchen.com. josephskitchen.com. Terry Saka, corner, a stone, asset, metals.com. So why should people go online or call you today?
Seymour Hersh, an amazing investigative journalist, laid out the case that the United States is the one that blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, hurting our very own allies. That is a nation that is desperate because their currency is on the verge of losing reserve status. That's not good for a United States dollar and why we better be protected.
Terry Saka, cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Give him a call or go online today. cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Next is, I'll send you to empshield.com. If you use the promo word prophecy, you get a $50 discount. What is that? Well, it looks like this. This is the one that goes into a car, okay? And you put the red wire to the red side of the battery. You put the black wire to the black side of the battery, and the green one attaches to the body of the car. Then you peel it off right back here. Just peel that off. Stick it inside of the engine compartment of your car. And the whole point is when the electricity goes off or when some kind of a suitcase or a nuclear device goes off, this is supposed to be able to stop that device from destroying every computer chip in your car. Because if every computer chip is destroyed in your car these days, you couldn't possibly replace them all. Throw the car away. So, empshield.com, promo code prophecy. Leslie Johnson had a prophecy back in 2011. She says, the Lord says there's going to be something put into the water supply in many cities of the nation. People will begin to get sick. Some will die. Get a good, reliable water filter. You will not be able to trust the tap water or the bottled water. You must get something to filter the water you are going to need. That's back in 2011. So if you want it, we suggest you go to prophecyclub.com. You click right here where it says Berkey's. This is what it looks like. Currently, all Berkey's are in stock. The one I have is this guy right here. It's the Crown. It has eight filters. I recommend you get as much as you can afford and also recommend you get some extra filters. That's at prophecyclub.com. Also, I encourage you to go to watchprophecyclub.com. We have over 300 DVDs that were made over 25 years at Prophecy Club. Like, for example, Scalar Wave, we got a whole 2.5 hour DVD on it. A lot of the things we're talking about today, Prophecy Club were talking about them 10, 15, 20 years ago. Go to prophecyclub.com, and it's only $200 a year or $20 a month to watch some 300 DVDs, and probably it will take you a year to watch all 300. $20 a month, $200 a year, watchprophecyclub.com.